You are listening to Haunted Meat, the podcast of health and wellness and fitness for strange and unusual people. Today we are going to be talking about building a habit for something that you already enjoy so that you can get into the habit of building habits, to learn how to build a habit. Yes. Yes. Let's do it. If you are scrambling to figure out which habit to prioritize for the new year, I got a hot take for y'all. Do something that you love already. Do something that you already enjoy doing and make it a habit. Okay, I'm going to use a personal example here. I love drawing. I enjoy it immensely. And I didn't do it for a long time. Long time. Years even. I used to be an artiste. And then I got into the fitness jam and I was like, this is my only jam. I'm going to jam it out all over the place. I'm going to do just the fitness jam. I'm going to learn other people how to do this jam and it's going to be awesome. And that's great. We get wrapped up in our careers, especially if it's something we're passionate about, especially if it's something we love. But then when we go to try to form a habit and it's something hard, maybe it's something we don't want to do, like a running habit, like maybe we want to start running every day. But running sucks and it feels really bad and we don't enjoy it. We know it's got some long-term benefits, maybe, but we start doing it and we're like, well, this is terrible. And then we get really, you know, motivated at the new year, and then we maybe do it for like 6 weeks and fall off. Because we don't know yet how to actually create a good habit. Habits are magic, y'all. Habits are the real life magical shit. And to learn how to cast the magic spell of habit on anything that you want to do in your life, start with something that you already love, that you already enjoy. Start with something that feels like play to you, something that you feel is indulgent for you, okay? Now, maybe that's singing, maybe that's composing music, maybe that's playing an instrument, maybe it's something creative like that, maybe it's a crafting or a drawing something, or maybe it's you know, working in the garden, maybe like planting some nice little flowers or whatever it is. And it doesn't matter if you're good at it, let me be clear, it doesn't matter if you're good at it, whatever it is, something that you enjoy doing, something that you enjoy doing. And make a habit out of doing it every single day. Intentionally. Maybe this is already something that you do kind of sporadically that you enjoy doing, but you feel like, oh, this is, well, I shouldn't do it every day or whatever. No, I propose that you do it every day. Maybe go into a specific coffee shop to have a specific type of coffee. Now, some people make this a habit just naturally because it feels good and it's a regular thing for them already. But, maybe you say to yourself, you know what, in 2020, I'm going to do this habit, I'm going to make it a habit to do this thing that I already like doing, and I'm going to do it every day intentionally. Maybe you like chocolate. Maybe you only have chocolate once in a while, and it's this big, special, rare occasion kind of thing. Have you considered making it a habit to have a small piece of chocolate once a day, every day, to add a little punctuation to your day? This does two things. One is it gives you a context in which to build a habit. It gives you permission to take a deep breath, relax, and have some fun, and have some positive associations with habit building so that you can know what it's like, experience what it's like to do something rewarding every single day. So that when you get to the harder stuff, you can think about how to make it rewarding. How to make it rewarding every single day, how to remind yourself to do it every single day. Because even the stuff we love, we forget about. We forget how to do it. We forget when to do it. We can't remember the last time we did it. We, you know, busy ass adults, man. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't take time for ourselves, and we damn well should. So I'm going to use my drawing example because I love drawing. I used this past 2019, October 2019, I used a internet challenge called Inktober 2019. And the idea with Inktober is you do a pen and ink drawing once a day, every single day. once a day, every single day. And I did that challenge. I missed a day twice in the month, I believe. I missed a day twice in the month. But it taught me a lot of things. It taught me to prioritize myself. It taught me to make time. It taught me to remind myself to do a thing and to eliminate obstacles to doing that thing. Because just by doing that one thing, I had to make sure I had paper and pens available and time set aside. And where do I want to do it? How do I want to execute on this? How do I want to reward and reinforce the habit? Because even though the joy of drawing itself was truly there, I still would post the drawings, and that was part of the reward, because getting social validation is a great way to reward yourself. That's totally legit, and I am pro like sweaty selfies at the gym and posting pictures of your food and all that kind of stuff. Some people find that annoying. I don't know what their problem is. Fuck those people. Give yourself that social validation. That's totally fine. So start with something that you already know that you like doing, that maybe you haven't done for a while, and then give yourself permission to do it daily, and to do it poorly. Give yourself permission to do it poorly. Was every drawing that I made during the month of October a masterpiece? No, there was every single drawing had something wrong with it. And of course I could have gone back over and obsessed, but you know, I'm not going to take like 4 hours to do a drawing every single day. That's not my day job. That is squarely a hobby and something that I like doing. So it's like, okay, I'm going to make it a habit to do it every single day. And you know, by the end of the month, I was getting better at it because I was doing it every day. Funny how habits do that to you. How doing something every day, you just get better at it over time. Crazy, right? So Inktober came and went, and I fell off the habit a little bit, but then I got right back on it. But here's the cool thing that happened. By doing that one habit, I started another habit. I started a running habit. Lifelong hating running person over here. In part because I understand that strength training is way more effective for most of my goals, for fat loss, for bone density, for general health. Like, strength training, high intensity interval training is where it's at, okay? But on the same token, I believe that people who have legs should be able to run, right? I mean, if you got legs, you ain't got no excuse. Like, use those fuckers. Like, be able to run at least a couple of miles, right? So that's kind of my attitude with that. And maybe that attitude is shaped because I do have, you know, friends who don't have the use of their legs, and it seems like a really shitty thing to me to have two working legs and to not use them. Like, you know, why wouldn't you, right? So by doing the habit of drawing, I figured out a couple of things about myself. I figured out that I do like the social validation of putting it up on social media. I do have the time in my day to set aside for it, and it doesn't take a lot of time to establish a habit. So I told myself, well, even if I only run 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes or however long I feel like it. Now, truth be told, when it comes to running, if you want it to actually feel good, you have to get out there for at least 20 minutes. It takes time to warm up and get those endorphins going before it's even remotely enjoyable, if you can even call it that, for the first couple of weeks that you get into it. But so then I built off the drawing habit this other habit, right? And then I built off of that habit the habit of writing, and the habit of doing other things for my business, and the habit, better work habits, better play habits, better self-care habits. Because once you master one habit, then you can branch out, then you can do more. So start with one that you already like. Start with one that isn't too challenging. I promise you that even if you think it's not challenging to do something that you already enjoy, creating a daily habit around it will still be challenging. There will be days when you don't feel like doing it. There will be days when you feel like slacking off, even though it's something you enjoy. There will be days when you obsess or stress over whether you had done it well enough. Even though honestly nobody cares but you, right? So it's good practice. It gets us in the practice of a thing, because especially when it comes to working out, and I know a lot of people have difficulty with workouts, having layers of habit formation in place is super important. For my workouts, I've got, you know, an accountability partner. I've got a regular time set aside. The workouts are at a point now where they are rewarding in and of themselves because I've been doing it long enough where it actually feels good. But if it didn't feel good, I would have to find a lot of other ways to reinforce that habit to make it feel good. Because there's three main components to the habit, right? There is the trigger, like reminding yourself to actually do it. There is the action of doing it itself, and then there is a reward. There has to be some kind of reward in place. So the reward can turn into the how the habit itself feels over time, but that's usually not how it starts out. So you have to decide whether you're going to what you're going to treat yourself to with or by way of that habit. For me, like I said, social validation is my go-to, but also you know, maybe like a single piece of your favorite candy or you know, a nice cup of tea, something that you can smell or touch or feel or get that social support from. All these things are valid ways to create a reward for yourself. So that's my big hot tip for New Year's is, yeah, New Year's resolution. Pick one that you already like doing. Pick a thing that you already like doing that you want to do more often. Do it daily and make it into a habit. Make it into a habit. Giving yourself a face mask or doing your nails or doing a crafty thing. Whatever it is, it's got to be something that you already enjoy. And then try to do it every single day until it becomes a habit, until it feels weird to not do it, right? The very short time that I fell off of the drawing after doing it for the month of October, it felt really weird. There was like this empty spot in my day. Like, where's the cream filling in this Twinkie? It's like, oh, my drawing, it's gone. It's missing. That's how you know when something's become a habit, when you miss it, when it's not there. So that is my my magic tip for you today, my lovelies, is start a habit with something that you enjoy. If you are lucky enough to live in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, come downtown to the Nerd Gym. We are doing an awesome workshop on habits in this month of January 2020. We're doing that on the 11th. Also, through the month of January at the Nerd Gym, we are going to be having workouts that are open to the public on Fridays at 5:30 p.m. So if you have not checked out the Nerd Gym yet, treat yourself. Check it out. It is a luxuriously friendly place to work out with lots of beautiful people, with beautiful spirits and souls who will support you in your quest for greater magic and awesomeness in your life. And we would love to meet you. So find us on the social medias, the Facebooks, the Instagrams. We are the Nerd Gym of Tucson. You can also email me, mel@thenerdgym.com. That's mel@thenerdgym.com. I will see you there. Bye.